definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Hey, good Monday morning, everybody, and welcome into the End of the Bench here on 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com, a Hax Collier and Lucas edition of the program. We'll have Music Monday coming your way today. Talk about the weekend, talk about Texas Tech baseball. Tell us how your brackets are doing.
Eh, I don't need to worry about that.
Yeah. See, that's what happened. You just don't do one.
Yeah.
Just don't do a bracket.
Yours would be doing just as good as mine.
I ought to have had all four of them in there. Ah! That turns out that old NC State draw was not very easy.
Yeah.
How about those guys? Unbelievable.
And sorry, I know they knocked the Red Raiders out, but I still find them somewhat
fascinating,
enjoyable to watch.
I've rotated to that point too. That's what I thought about. I went from God, I hate these guys to these guys are fun to watch.
Yeah,
they're and at this point seem unstoppable.
Yeah, I mean they've what, 9 in a row now? They've won 9 in
That's
a row.
That's it.
And they've beaten Duke twice during that.
DJ Burns yesterday is telling them, y'all are
going home.
Y'all are going home. And I know so many Duke basketball fans. I was like, that cracks me up. That is funny.
Oh, and you know they were giving it to him the entire game. So he's just giving it right back.
He's just like making the car driving motion. The airplane motion.
He's living it up. He is living it up.
We should be. He's earned it. I mean, he's earned this stardom. I'll never forget that, the game was in hand for a lot of it with us and NC State. And when he would just catch the ball, the whole place would just.
Yeah.
The noise level would go up in anticipation of what he was going to do or how he was going to back down, how he was going to do this and that. And it turned into kind of a sideshow. It was like an and-one mixtape tour type deal going on. I was like, isn't this an NCAA tournament game? But, they've done something incredible.
Yeah, I mean, and to think 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, their head coach was probably going to get canned if they don't make it out of the ACC tournament 4 weeks ago, probably at this point, but still. And now he's got a 2-year extension because he won't.
Which their odds of doing that at that point would probably be about around 2%.
Yeah.
Make it 5 straight wins in 5 games.
And because four of those wins were, I'm pretty sure, I mean, throw Syracuse out of the mix, 4 of them were against NCAA tournament teams, counting Virginia. And here they are. Now they're going up against a guy you're not going to really be able to back down, but we'll worry about that whenever they're in Phoenix, right?
I can't wait to watch him try to back him down. The big fella, Edie.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
It was good. Watched way too many sports, I think.
Watching the sports.
It was good. Frustrating listening to the radio while I was working on the lawn, but got at least one out of that trip, and now you did lose 2 of 3 to a team that's ranked in D1 baseball's top 25. Not that you want to say that, but UCF checks in at 25.
Did they make it?
Yep. 25 or 24, one of the two. Nebraska's in there as well. They've won 10 in a row. Makes you feel a little bit better about that one as well, hopefully. But you? Relaxing? Other than, did you get to relax in Orlando at all, other than having to call games that were frustrating at times?
No, I did. I really did. About as good as you could ask for, really, just as far as making a business trip. Got to get some rest, got to do some games. Rental car went great. We had a cherry red Jeep Wrangler. That was really nice.
I thought you were going to say like a cherry red Sebring or whatever Stanley drives whenever they're down in Tallahassee, which I just watched.
I watched, see, they took my Community away off Netflix. Mm-hmm. And so I went right back to the office and I'm just going to stay there.
Got back in time for Easter? I mean.
Yeah. Got back to the house at 11 p.m.
Saturday.
3 hour, 30 minute flight from Orlando. The pilot got on the speaker and he was like, "All right, everybody, this is a long flight. So what we're going to try to do is we're going to try and find some shortcuts and some vectors and some, we're going to be flying at 80% of the sound barrier and we're going to try to get you home faster than 3:30. He got us home in 3:34.
He's going against the wind.
Good effort, man.
Yeah. Nice try.
What's up, Lucas?
How's it going? It wasn't too busy at the bowling alley yesterday, but it was busier than I anticipated it to be. So,
Easter bowling.
But it was fun. I enjoyed it. Made it get by a little quicker and watching some of the games and stuff. But yeah, so not an ideal way to spend Easter, but hey, I made some money in the same process, so it was all right.
Should roll Easter eggs there. That's what you could get. Just take the bowling balls out. It might be a mess, but.
So my son and I got called upon to be greeters yesterday at church. And I was worn out, but I was like, it's not that hard to be a greeter. Usher, you know, just help.
Yeah.
So standing there. Off in the distance, who you think appears?
Got me about, man.
Jameis Winston.
Ah.
And the only way that I can describe our interaction was angry basketball coach post-game handshake.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Well, I just spent the whole weekend with you. Like,
I know it. I know it. It is that. It is exactly that. It's like we have – and by the way, our booth was a closet.
Oh, I saw you – the pictures you guys sent, and then there were foul balls, and I sent a picture because I'm pretty sure it was Jamie in a red shirt on day two because there was a foul ball, and he was like looking out the side window over
there.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Because he had
just put in, by the way.
They didn't think to have a window there, but they put the radio crews there.
And then they put the beam right in front of his face.
Yeah, you could not see short or second base.
It was crazy not to see. Every time there was a ball put in play, Jamie didn't turn his head. He just kept looking at the monitor because it's the only way he was going to be able to see it. And it's hard to pick up on a monitor. It was just a nightmare situation. So, yeah, the blow-by handshake, I could understand because we just sat side by side for however many hours. I get it. We'll have some headlines coming up.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Got some headlines coming for you. Texas Tech and Stanford tonight at 6 o'clock on the radio, 6:30. First pitch, Red Raiders and Cardinal. On Double T 97.3 High School Fan Zone at 6 on 100.7 The Score. Astros and Blue Jays 7:30 on 100.7 The Score. 100.7 The Score. The home of the Houston Astros.
0-4.
It is April Fool's Day. Don't get caught, which I'm sure I will because I'm gullible. What a gullible. Florida Atlantic fired the first shot that I saw today. Where better to host this year's Battle of the Coast than off the coast of the Atlantic? The game with South Florida will be played in the Atlantic Ocean aboard an aircraft carrier, a first in college football history.
What? Lucas might have been talking about this pre-show.
Oh.
No, there was no discussion on it. I go, what? And then I got back to work. So I didn't even. So you're saying that's not real?
Yeah, I am saying that's not real. College Football Home on Twitter has a gif of Sebastian the Crab sliding down a rock saying under the sea where they're going to play a football game. Under the sea.
Unfortunately, you do have to believe some of the stuff that happens on April 1st, though.
This is so funny, too. Shooter McGavin tweets, Tony Perkis has to be the most ruthless Disney character of all time. My son had a sleepover last night with his buddy Caden, and I was really proud of him. They didn't play video games all night long. They watched Heavyweights.
Wow.
Because Caden had never seen Heavyweights before. So I couldn't help it. I plopped down there in the recliner and watched with. Texas Tech baseball loses 2 of 3 on the road at UCF. I'll give you my thoughts on that. Baseball program and athletic program in general later on in the program. UCF came here and won 2 of 3 with Texas Tech softball. So get over yourselves, Knights. Come on. Jeez, take it easy. Yeah, again, Texas Tech baseball tonight. Final Four is set. NC State's in for the first time since 1983. When I was a little 5-year-old boy.
Yeah. A little bit older, I think. Just a little.
South Carolina's women's team's 36-0.
Yeah, I was holding out hope Oregon State would beat them yesterday because we have a local product on the Oregon State roster, but that was never going to happen.
LSU and Iowa, UConn, USC, and the ladies. Final Four. We'll get all kinds of Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. Yep.
I would ask you if you were going to watch that, but now you've got work tonight. So
is that tonight?
It is tonight.
No, I won't be watching it.
I know.
I wouldn't watch it anyway.
Not even a second of it?
Nah.
Well, you're going to be in the minority there, I do believe.
You think so?
I think a lot of people are going to watch that game. You don't think people are going to watch the person that was... I didn't even read the story on Kim Mulkey that came out. I guess it came
out. Did it come out?
I think it came out the day of the Elite Eight, or I'm sorry, the Sweet 16 game.
Was it a hit piece they tried to figure down?
Yeah, 2 days ago or whatever. I don't even remember. But I did not. I think I probably know the gist of the story.
This is not a sexist thing, okay? Because this will come into play for me at some point on every bit of athletics. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
I watched 11 years of women's basketball.
Yeah.
At a lower mid-major.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
No, I've seen my fair share.
Oh, I understand.
Let's take 36 games a year for 11 years in Fargo and Fort Wayne and on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
I've seen my fair share.
No, I understand.
And when I get fired from this job, okay, now I'm going to get fired from this job first. I'm going to get fired from the other jobs later. But when that happens, I am watching nothing but college football. That's it.
I'm trying to think.
Because I've seen so much of it. It doesn't mean I don't love it.
Yeah. No, I understand. You know, you have priorities, too. I mean, in my house, sports are on the majority of the time. I'm trying to think if I... Well, I did briefly, but I enjoyed football. But, yeah, I mean, there's pecking orders. But also, it's a little different in my house. I have a female college athlete who, you know, played high school basketball. Probably wasn't good enough to play at the college level, but... We would watch some of that stuff, so it's a little bit different. We do watch women's college basketball in our house from time to time, and we are a big softball house, too, not to bore everybody. But the SEC plays like Monday night games, so we'll watch SEC softball.
When I got done playing baseball, I didn't watch it again until I had to call it.
Yeah.
Which was a 3-year span. 4-year span when my journey with baseball ended. I had had enough.
Yeah.
I didn't want to watch anymore.
No, I understand.
Trust me. I hated it.
There are parts that I would gladly never watch again.
I got the hell beat out of me, literally, mentally, physically. The game did me. It took a rough turn once I got into college. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to watch it anymore. Now, eventually, I kind of found my love for it again and have no problem with it anymore. But when I get fired, I am not watching anything but college football. And I will watch I'll watch Idaho and Idaho State because that's how much I love college football.
Yeah. No, I would probably watch a lot more sports than you then. But then again, I'm the guy that's catching up.
What are you laughing at? I forgot my laptop. What are you laughing at over there?
I was laughing at the chat line. Somebody said I'd rather watch paint dry than watch that game tonight. I don't know if I would go that far.
Yeah, I don't think I'd go quite that far, but I might.
Well, I just find maybe it's just there's a lot of people not to like in that game, and for whatever reason I want to see one of them or some of them lose. So I think that's the majority of the reason that people are going to watch anyway, right? I mean, you're watching, hoping a group loses. That's the way I'm looking at it anyway. So if I can watch one of the best women's basketball players ever play and see others eliminated, then by all means, let me have it. Even if it's just a quarter of it, I'm going to watch some of it.
You said let you have it, so here it is.
Are you ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
All right, 2, 3, 4.
Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it! Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it! Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it!
Thank you, Teshes.
11 years of sad women's basketball. You've done your part, Hex. What do you have against women's basketball, Hex? I'll be watching the Battle of Good versus Evil. I'm rooting for the perfect princess that from, I believe, Red Raider 2 Guns.
Who's the perfect princess?
That's a good question. I'll leave that up to interpretation for Marquise.
Because the two that I can name are not princesses.
Well, see, I don't even know. Are you
Angel,
talking about...
Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark.
See, that's...
They're not princesses.
I can watch Caitlin Clark knocked down a bunch of threes, and I can watch Angel Reese do whatever she needs to do to be dominant. As long as Kim Mulkey loses, I'm totally fine.
Okay.
So there you go. I root against Kim Mulkey.
I have nothing against women's basketball. No.
No, I get it. There are things that I don't want to watch either. I do watch a handful more sports than you, I think, though. But you live at a game. And talk the entire time.
Yeah.
Which is a completely different monster. I compile and I talk about it in 3-minute segments on television.
Smile and I'm done.
And I'm done, yes.
And we're out. Thanks, David. All right, see ya.
See ya. I've already done so many newscasts. Yeah. 25 minutes? Are you kidding me? This is a week and a half's worth.
Oh. And the setup, man. The setup and the teardown. I've always said that one day someone will set this up for me and tear it down for me, and it still has not happened. I'm 45, almost 46.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
You want me to talk about Pop Isaacs, or you want me to talk about baseball?
Let's do basketball now. Hopefully we can... You want to do basketball now?
It's fine.
Yeah, let's go basketball. I feel good about where I hopped off the fence last week.
It was interesting, the timing over the weekend. We were having our post last game, get to the airport dinner, and it was Jamie and I. We went to the Lord's Chicken, sat down and had a sandwich, and we were talking about Pop Isaacs, and he just said, "Hey, I'll be shocked if he's back next year." And I said, "I don't think he'll be back either." Yeah. But when we landed, the news had broken. Yeah. So from the time we're sitting there in Oviedo, Florida, eating a sandwich to loading the plane and making the three-hour flight, by the time we got back, Andrew Stern, our sports information director, came over and said, "Pop's gone." And I was like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, not too shocking when I heard it.
You know, I don't want to be mean about it at all, or have it, and I don't have any ill will or ill feelings towards him. I got to be honest with you, folks. I think you can do better. In today's world, I think you can do better. What were we at? 29% from three this year? That's what I've been trying to look up here.
Here, I'll get you. Yeah, I get that he was a little
the freshman season, he shot at 37% from three, which is pretty dang good. 62 of 164.
He was 29% from three himself. The team was 36% from
three. Okay. Minus defender. Just kind of a chuck it from the cheap seats. If it's going in, you're going to have a great day. If it's not going in, you're not. And maybe a lot of his struggles down the stretch stemmed from the big fella not being able to play, because the high screen and roll game from Warren Washington and Pop Isaacs worked pretty well.
Yeah.
I don't know the dad, but to me, he always seemed like trouble. Trouble via social media, his overall opinion, or his overall want to get in the mix with everybody on social media.
Yeah.
I found it interesting that...
looking for a fight.
Yeah, 6 hours before the news broke, he tweeted about how great Lubbock is and how there's grit and determination out there that's special. You know, he always said those kind of things, but it never felt like that this place was really a great fit for him. I think he'll fit a lot better somewhere else. And I don't know why, but that's just the way that I feel. I feel like you can go out and find a guy that he took. I'd love to. I can do this. I mean, he took such a massive percentage of your shots.
Yeah, I wish you could. I mean, he took 249 threes just from the 3-point line, and I mean, you had 804.
How my arm hurts thinking about that. I mean, that's a ton of 3-pointers. And this is not one of those sour grapes things at all.
He took...
Go ahead.
No, he took 80 more threes than Chance McMillan and made 8 more. No, he's a volume shooter that, like you said, if he was hot, you know, you were in good shape. But this year, he wasn't as hot as he was as a freshman. And obviously, there were other issues. Apparently, according to his dad, he has a hip issue. Mm. There are plenty of reasons for him to find a new home and start anew in college basketball, especially the way it is now.
I kind of find it funny about, like, well, there's probably going to be a bidding war for Pop. And I know... he was making money here and driving a nice car here. I have no idea what he was making, and it's not my place to know what he was making. But really, are you going to start Kansas and Missouri? Are you going to square off for Pop Isaacs and his 29% from three and kind of ball hogging tendencies? Is that what you're going to start going to the bank account for? Probably going to hurt you on the other end when it comes to defenses. Played on both sides.
Yeah, I'm interested to see.
He does not seem like a Grant McCaslin guy.
No, I think. Are you going to miss 16 points a game or whatever and have to figure out? Yes, but are you going to be able to find somebody that can score 14 or 15 points in the transfer portal? More than likely.
Yeah.
Is he going to be able to do some of the things Pop could do? Maybe not. But I, like you mentioned, I don't think that is necessarily the style that Grant McCaslin necessarily wanted on his basketball team.
So Robert Jennings, this one doesn't bother me either.
No.
And I like Robert, and he's always been very kind to me. And I mean, the same with Pop. The Pop deal is like, so you realize how close the Bahamas are to Miami?
I don't, but I mean, yes, but.
So do you realize how many miles, I mean, we are from being legal and not legal on a certain act?
Yeah.
That was always kind of hanging over, and especially when you went on the road to certain places, that was hanging over there. That was just another thing that popped in my mind.
No, it's
pun intended, I guess.
It's part of the whole thing.
Yeah, it's part of the package.
That's why I said the whole start anew. There's, and it has not just as much, but that is a part of the story that not necessarily goes away for him, but if he goes to a different conference and isn't in the Big 12 and has to deal with that every single road trip, and maybe it doesn't bother him, but there were stretches.
Oh, I think it bothers
him. I was about to say, there are stretches, and you can look at the numbers that say that it probably did affect
look at
him
his
in some
face
way.
Yeah. Tell that it bothered. With Robert, it doesn't bother me at all. I mean, I think that somebody said, well, what if he goes to a certain place and he averages a double-double? I was like, well, you're dreaming. If he's doing that, he's at Lamar.
Yeah.
And he couldn't do that at Lamar. He just couldn't. He is a 5-2 guy, a 6-3 guy. I'm sorry. If he's in a power six structure, that's what he is, and that's all he's going to be.
Yeah, we talked about it briefly last week whenever we went through this, and he's a guy that was fighting for playing time and earned time because of injuries. When you get a new crop of transfers in here next year, Grant McCaslin
right
chose those guys because they needed help in a position you couldn't help them with, so you're back down to zero and you got to start all over again. So why not try it a new place?
I do think he's a good kid.
Yes.
What we're seeing is college basketball. Yeah. This is the game. So don't fret about it at all. More coming up.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Boy, you were smart to not do these office pool things, because I did it in like four different places, and now I'm getting all of these reminders that I was awful at it this year. Hey, just an update. Don't worry about any more updates.
Mickey did a second chance one, and she's in the 92nd percentile. So,
oh. We did a version of the second chance one in here, but it was just out of a hat. I got no one seeds, so I'm done. Lucas is still alive, I think.
I actually have two teams.
Yeah,
still alive. Yeah.
I knew I was in trouble when it came down to yesterday. I had Tennessee left over. I was like, well, it was a good run.
On the Yates Flooring Center chat line, there's a picture of me that is Fred Flintstone. Yeah. Jeff Hackstone. Bon! I lost a $500 office pool because Houston lost.
Yeah. I'm not playing those type of stakes here.
Should have taken Waco Woodman with you so you could finally wrestle that gator he claims he's been wanting to do.
Do you think he would actually do that? I actually do think he would try. If it was controlled, I think he would.
I was going to say, in the wild?
No, yeah. No, not in the wild.
Although that thing's hanging out back behind the jack-in-the-box, it's probably probably the most friendly gator in the world and gets some
He's getting free
tacos thrown at it and stuff.
He's a smart one. He's not going to mess with the people that could potentially feed him.
Hey, I mean, come on. Hey, give me a little bit of that burger you got left over. Well, they got down there, and all I could think of was Chubbs Peterson. I mean, we got pitchers down there who have just done well for, you know, to close out a game, and they're down there hanging out around this gator. I'm like, get away from the gator. that's your throwing hand, Chubbs. Have you seen Happy Gilmore?
Some of them probably haven't. That's the sad part.
Who kept the gator's eye in the canister? I got that eye, though. Let's do burning questions.
2 minutes of nonstop in-your-face inquiries with no end in sight. It's time now for burning questions.
All right, we start with a baseball-related one. 19-9 after 28 games for the Red Raiders. 28 games to go. How many more wins does the Texas Tech baseball team accumulate over that time?
19.
Is that good enough? For obvious reasons.
No.
No. Lucas, you got a number? That would make them 19 plus 19 is 38, right? 38. I think at the beginning of the year, Lucas or Choice asked this in some show.
Well, I said like 50.
Yeah, you went really high.
Whoops.
Can they get over 40 wins, Lucas? He's scrolling through. there's some Arkansas in there. You got TCU in there.
OSU, OU.
Got Arizona State to end the, which is just weird. It won't be weird next year, but.
I think they'll hit 40. 40 on the dot. So is that what, 21?
21-7. I feel better about 21-7, I think, to finish because that's a.
The reason I say 38's not enough is you have no representation in the top 25.
Yeah. They all fell out in the latest D1 because OU and Kansas State were in. They both had tough weekends and, yeah, nothing. Well, you got TCU in there, or at least, well, is it in the D1 one? No. I think, man, yeah.
So are you going to get a lot of respect in
absolutely not.
A borderline team and if you're a bubble team, if you're from a conference that has no representation in the top 25? Right.
Well, you got UCF. UCF hopped in D1s. So 25. And that's because of their RPI. Because they're 5 now, I think, is what they moved up to. They're 5, you're 77, I think, is what I checked.
71.
71, okay.
Jumped 6 months.
Oh, my goodness. That stuff. All right. I don't know. You're a big prankster. Do you remember any good April Fool's jokes that you pulled on anybody? I know. I'm fearful because somebody mentioned on the AIDS Flooring Center chat line that I might do something to somebody, but I think I'm more concerned with Clint. Do you remember anything? Anything that you've done, Lucas?
It's not particularly anything I've done, but my father, every year, and I would fall for it every year, would come into my room to wake me up and say, "Oh, it snowed. You don't have school today," and I'd get all excited, and then he'd be like, and he'd walk out of my room and say, "Nah, just kidding. Get ready for school." And I'd be very upset. And I'd have a terrible day at school, too, just because I was like, I would think that we wouldn't have school, so I was in a bad mood, and it'd just carry on. So, but he did that for about 2 or 3 years in a row, and you'd think I'd learn, but I never did.
No, see, yeah. I mess with Brooks enough that he, he's sarcastic enough to know, yeah, I'm not falling for any of that baloney. And he's prepared for it. He knows what's, you know, he knows how dad's going to do that.
That's probably why I cheated on Bible tests, because I was already in a bad mood.
Favorite Chinese buffet dish and least favorite?
Jalapeno chicken.
Still your favorite? Okay. Just double checking.
Oh, I love it. Love it so much. Least favorite, they seem to always have crawfish at a Chinese buffet. I just think that's a huge risk.
Yeah.
Shellfish like that at a Chinese place, I just, it's all a huge risk anyway.
Yes.
Every bit of it. Like your most
basic
sweet and sour chicken is dangerous, but that just seems to me to be an unnecessary risk.
Lucas?
I'm a big fan of orange chicken or egg rolls, like veggie egg rolls. I can get down with some of that. I don't really have a least favorite, but something I don't enjoy, but Casey does, is chow mein. I mean, I'll eat it, but it's definitely not my first choice. But my favorite is actually egg rolls.
I was about to say, I think I'm majority everything. I mean, I'm not eating. Yeah, we're not going that route. But I also go pretty safe. I just load up and eat the same thing over and over again. I didn't leave you enough time for your story.
No.
At least a tease for your story coming up.
I'll kick it off. It's not pretty.
It must not involve jalapeno chicken, though. It might.
No jalapenos, but General So. I think the title to this story would be Colon Grenade.
So if you're don't start eating lunch is what I'm
saying. If you get a little squeamish, might want to wait a little bit. All right, more coming up.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
One more here for the End of the Bench, the award-winning End of the Bench. I'm Hax Collier to my left and Lucas across the way as we bring you Ask the Benchwarmers. I do have to say that there are horse name movements happening as we speak.
Oh.
Again, this has been taken out of our control.
Yep.
This will be held on the bottom line with track announcer Clint the Viking Scott, who does a tremendous job with that. So, choices at the needing to push names to the voting stages so the people decide. We had the freedom of pushing one to the starting line.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about anybody. We get to choose one. That's already been done.
So these are other ones that we can have voted on.
All right. But did you get that list?
I did get the list, yeah.
Choices Kitchen makes me laugh. The Argentinian sausage is a shot at me. That gave me food poisoning.
Uterine milk.
Yeah, that's horrible. I'm intrigued by Machine Gun Rooster. I bit my tongue. That might not be good for Clint. Booby Hill.
That will.
The one that made me laugh the hardest was Hat Trick Mahomes.
That was mine.
Was it?
Yeah. That was my tweet whenever whenever he won again.
I don't know why, but I saw that one and I laughed also at Witchcraft Paraphernalia.
Witchcraft Paraphernalia is pretty solid.
That's the one I pushed on.
Yeah.
No, I just pushed it onto the voting stage. Yeah. Not that one doesn't make the starting line. We're going to get it to a point where choice and the 100.7 The Score Twitter account will give it over to the listeners. They get to make the decision who gets to the starting line.
Mystery spillage.
Our two winners were, so far, Lucas, super producer.
Gas Station Fireball is one of them. I don't remember the other one, though.
Inner City Squirrel.
There we go.
Yeah.
That a baby. Idiot. Did you see that?
Yeah. Idiot.
Idiot. There's just some terrible ones here, too.
White Whippy Mane. Horse Ledger.
Strong Cornhole. Oh, boy. Okay, here we go. You know who needs a baseball team? South Plains College. That's from Sooner in Lubbock.
I'm sure Tim would appreciate that.
Benchwarmers, is it okay to be a fan of a team because of liking one player? I liked the Seattle Mariners because of Julio Rodriguez. I think so. In the pro level, I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, the Mavs, I'm sure, get a lot of that.
Yeah.
The Nuggets get a lot of that. Wherever LeBron has been gets a lot of that.
Well, it's like the two of us. I cheer for a lot of NFL teams because I don't have an NFL team. But if there's a guy that went to Texas Tech or OU, I pay attention to them more.
I was a Detroit Lions fan there for a while.
Yeah. Sorry about that. The time you were a fan there really wasn't that great. Besides him.
He was.
He was. Oh, he was amazing.
And that's what I was going for.
I know. Boo for OU.
Casey's becoming a Commanders fan because of Cliff Kingsbury. So she likes him wherever he's at.
I liked Bo Jackson. I didn't like the Royals.
Royale with cheese.
I liked Bo Jackson. I didn't like the White Sox.
Did you see the 200 people in attendance for the A's game? Are you in favor of them moving? I'm not in favor of them moving, but I don't think that matters. It feels like this is an unstoppable force. I don't think Las Vegas needs all everything. I mean, they've got the unbelievable new football stadium. They have racing of all kinds. They have hockey. I mean, I just don't think it all needs to be jammed in there. But it also used to be rocks.
Yeah.
Now it's a sport paradise, so.
And there's always going to be more than 200 people there, probably.
Yeah. Boo for OU. Yep, I already said that one, sorry.
No, that's fine.
Hacks, what championship level sporting event, collegiate or professional, would you like to call if you had the choice? I don't want to take, like, a massive leap and just go straight to a booth on the Masters, you know, where they have all the guys. You got your guys at Amen Corner. You got Nance, who's kind of overall everything. I would love to be a course reporter for any PGA golf tournament. I would really love to be on the course describing the action.
Yeah.
Because I think I could really bring it home, even like this, slowly increasing, drawing the listener closer to the radio. It's in!
Yeah.
You know, that kind of deal. So anything like that with golf.
Yeah, which, you'd be good at that.
Yeah. Hacks, is it time to hit the panic button on the baseball season? That's from Juan. No. No. No, there are pieces here. There's one thing, though, that it's like, there's some stubbornness. There's some frustration. There's some, again, trying to piece the puzzle together. Will you be able to piece that together? Because I think if you do, then you're a really good team. The pitching, I think, has been better than I expected it to be. I mean, you had two guys, Luce and Cossie, mm-hmm. finish a game for you against now a top 25 team in UCF. Yeah. But can you fit it all together? Can you change the way you play a little bit? Because the way that we play is so designed for Lubbock, Texas, to get the ball in the air, in the wind, and get it out of the ballpark. When we go south, Georgia Southern, Gainesville, granted you're playing Florida.
Yeah.
UCF. It's a completely different brand of baseball.
Yeah, you guys mentioned that a couple times.
Humidity.
This ball's not going quite as far.
Ball's not going anywhere. Yeah. We're not at 3,000 feet. We're hitting long warning track drives. Mm-hmm. There's going to have to be some tweaks when you're on the road. Now, let's play like that today and see what happens. Is Tadlock afraid of playing small ball to put pressure on the opponent when we are not swinging it well? I don't know. I guess he's got that style, and that's what he's sticking with. Started rooting more for Kansas City when Mahomes went there. Began liking the team in general not long after. Adios, muchacho, hole in one. Adios, muchacho! An ace! All right, did I miss anything on the chat line?
I don't think you cleaned up. I guess there was. Was there one that you said that we would get to? That
I did, and I didn't even do it. Michael. What's your perspective on the baseball team, and can we turn this around? Lots of talent. That talent is not hitting the ball the way that it should. None of it's clicking, so to speak. But don't forget, NC State was going to miss the NCAA tournament. I know it's apples and oranges. This is basketball and baseball. But they were not any good. Had to bank in a three in the conference tournament to beat Virginia. That got it to overtime. Haven't been close to being beaten since. It clicked. Wait for this. Be a little bit patient, because I think, again, when you look at whatever hitting nine that we put out there, it should be able to rake. Hitting is contagious, and hopefully the good kind of contagious will hit, not the bad, because the bad has been right now with not being able to score runs, basically. Can anyone help me find where to watch Rangers games this year? I have no idea about that.
Yeah, just
but you can listen on Double T 97.3. Yep. David, had fun.
Yeah, good time. Good Monday.
Yeah, we'll see you at the Bay's Bowl. For Lucas and David Collier and our listeners, I'm Hacks. Talk to you tonight starting at 6. The Red Raiders take on Stanford on Double T 97.3. This has been the End of the Bench on the Score.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.